I grew up in a town called Chesterfield, large in relation to other town populations but narrow in every other respect. I was always drawn to the excitement and hub of city life and used to take the train over to Sheffield on what sometimes became a daily basis. I also remember frequent journeys to Manchester, crossing the Pennines to see my family. The city made me feel alive. I base much of my fundamental personality traits on how my parents have brought me up. I am in so many ways a product of them, their passions, their politics, their love of music. At school, I always did well in English literature because I was so analytical. I could read a book or a poem, and I could understand the layers of characterisation and also relate to the emotions that poured into their work. It was somehow natural, yet I would never describe myself as a bookworm. I never quite fit into that category at school. Locking myself in the library was never really my style. I was always more absorbed in the real world, what was going on, people's opinions, their stories, and what they thought about things. I think this is what really underlines my aspiration to become a journalist. I also had this tremendous need to write things down, to make sense of things in my head by putting pen to paper. I decided to get involved with The Courier, Newcastle students' newspaper, in my first year of university there. Specifically, I wanted to write for the music section, as it is a subject I have always loved discussing and writing about. I carried reviewing and interviewing for this section through all my 3 years as an undergraduate. However, I also decided that I needed to, and more importantly, wanted to broaden my horizons when it came to journalism. I therefore opted to get involved with an online paper called Newcastle Free Press, to which I contributed my first wholly original investigative story, a comment piece looking at the university union within relation to advertising. Over the summer, I also gained some experience in the field of broadcasting, gathering content for Monday's Communities Live Hour at Sheffield Live Broadcasters. I not only had to research stories to discuss, but followed up my own report on the controversial market move in Sheffield, conducting an interview with a member of the council live on air. I am now studying for an MA in Multimedia Journalism at Manchester Metropolitan University. During this time alone, I have conducted vox pops, created features for radio broadcasting, learnt how to write up news pieces, and discovered more about the media industry. Alongside this, I have also started to write regularly for my personal blog, and have contributed music reviews to student paper at the Mancunian. I am also in the process of completing a number of feature pieces for Research Matters, a faculty magazine for Manchester Metropolitan University's Health, Psychology and Social Care Department.